Well, Keith, I suppose first of all, we'll begin with our own local club, Infant Harps, and the Balbuffet side are on the road. They're heading to Kerry. And before we go to that, just last week, the fixture against UCD. You always like to measure yourself against maybe the top sides in the division. UCD is one of those. And Harps almost had them beat, like to lead three times in the game and then score very late on to go 3-2 up. You thought, right, it's going to be wrapped up here. But then UCD got that late equaliser in stoppage time. And before it, you probably would have said a point was a good result at UCD. But coming back down the road, and you've probably experienced this as a player, that was more of a defeat than it was a good point on the road.
That will probably be the over-residing feeling in the dressing room. Ashing, you know, once you, as like you said, went going ahead so early in the game, first of all, I think it was 16 seconds when Sean O'Donnell opened the scoring. And then you're thinking, right, you know, let's build on that now, and then to concede and then to, you know, go ahead again. Concede and then go ahead again late on in the game. I think it was 87th minute when they got the penalty success. Udogun got his second of the game. And, you know, you're thinking, right, just keep it tight now. And it was, I suppose, the manner of the goal as well. You know, it was kind of a Hail Mary from them. Yes, it was a free kick. It was a deep free kick in their half. And they've just kind of launched into the edge of the box. And a header, you know, from the edge of the box, straight, you know, into the top corner. Could you ask a few questions maybe of the goalkeeper? You know, were they beaten too easily? Should the guy have got a free header? Look, who knows? But yeah, they'll be disappointed with that one. You know, haven't played well in the game. You know, attacking wise, you know, two goals for success after not having scored for a few weeks, and you know, I think that'll be difficult to take for them. You know, when you're thinking, here's 3 points, as you say, you're measuring yourself against one of the, you know, the obviously top two teams in the league. It would have been a great away win. But look, again, then once you take it into context, maybe a point in UCD isn't that bad.
Keith, 6 goals in 2 games. Harps went through a bit of a patch. I think it was 5 or 6 games where they only managed 2 goals, and all of a sudden they're scoring 3 in back-to-back fixtures, which you have to take as a positive.
Yes, I think so. I think definitely, Oisin. I think, you know, we're kind of heavily reliant there on Tony McNamee for a few weeks. And, you know, one of our midfielders and one of our better players, you want them to chip in with the goals. But as I say, it was great to see success getting 2 last week. Sean O'Donnell, you know, getting the goal as well, gets him up and running for the season. It'll give him confidence, you know, starting the game. Young Max Johnson the week before against Longford getting the goal. So, you know, the fact that there, look, you have a couple of different names on the score sheet, it will give them confidence. Hopefully they can kick on from that now. But, like, you know, you need to be scoring goals. That's what's going to win you games. That's what's going to get you points on the board. So hopefully that last week will give them confidence. It'll give the guys, obviously, success. Like I've mentioned, you know, he's bagged 2. He's up and running again. So that'll give them confidence heading down to Kerry.
Yeah. Do you expect them to win in Kerry on Friday night then, Keith?
It's not just cut and dry. You know, it's a difficult place to go. You know, teams, yes, look, Kerry have only won 1 game all season. And, you know, that's the proof's in the pudding there. Like, you know, that they're struggling to win games. But they run teams very close down there. It's a difficult place. It's an Astro. It's dry. It's, you know, there's bobbly. It's bouncy. It's not an easy place to go and play, you know, a nice brand of football. Look, the way that Harps have been playing this season, they've been quite direct. You know, they've been getting some joy off that on occasions. But look, as I say, it's not just a place where you're going to turn up. And obviously, we have to take the travel into account as well. They're going to be driving down tomorrow for the game, which is a big ask for any team to do that. And, you know, it might play in the Kerry's hands a bit. So I think with all things taken into consideration there, yes, obviously we hope that Harps can go and win the game, but it's going to be as straightforward as just turning up now.
Yeah. Well, if Harps were to win, Keith, and if a result goes their way, other results go their way over the weekend, Harps could find themselves 3rd in the table, because Wexford are hosting Bray Wanderers. That's 4th against 6th. Harps are currently 5th on the same amount of points as 4th place Wexford. But one, probably the tie of the first division this weekend is third place Athlone against UCD. And if UCD was to take a one in that and Harps were to one and the other results go their way, obviously I'm speaking hypothetically here, but Harps could find themselves in the top three after the weekend.
They could, and it's quite impressive if they do that. It's even more impressive your math skills there, Ash, that you're able to put all that together off the top of your head. Look, I think it's great. I think if they can go there and, you know, obviously do their job first of all, and everything else falls into place. But look, it's a bit early in the season to be worrying too much, you know, of those permutations in terms of climbing up the league. Yes, look, you want to stay in touch with the top two or three. Cork look to be kind of, you know, steamrolling the rest of them. I think they have a 10-point gap on second at the minute. So, look, yeah, it's just about keeping in touch with the teams around you. I think they may maybe have Wexford next week as well. So, look, I think the focus will be, you know, trying to get 3 points this week. And whatever happens around you, you know, you can't really control too much of that. As I say, it's just about staying in touch with the teams beside you. And again, obviously beating the ones that are well below you. And I think that'll be the main focus for this weekend.
Yeah, so those other games this weekend, Cork City play Treaty. As we said, Wexford take on Bray Wanderers. Athlone are hosting second place UCD, and on Saturday, Longford Town against Cove. You mentioned Wexford's going to be next. That's at Finn Park on Friday week, the 31st of May. And I suppose between that and the break, which is coming in and around the 20th of June, off those four fixtures, three of those are at home for Harps. So you talked about keeping a bit of pace and maybe sticking with the top two and staying in touch. That could be a good period to consider that and take that into consideration and try and make the most of your three out of four home matches.
Yeah, you'll want to do that, definitely. Again, I think from what we've seen this season, there aren't really many easy games in this league. You know, Wexford at home, yes, Athlone at home, they're going to be difficult games. You know, Wexford with their physicality, Athlone have a big goal threat. So yeah, you have your home games and you want to be winning them. But again, as I say, it's not just going to be as simple as that there. Look, you have to look at home form, and it is really important. But again, I don't think Harps will worry too much how or where they pick up their points. We spoke about it, and it's been spoken about the difficulty of the surface there, you know, how it's not really conducive for maybe playing a bit of football, but, you know, Harps definitely have the players to do so. So hopefully with the improvement in the weather, the pitch is starting to improve and they can look to maybe impose a bit more of, you know, not free-flowing football and just kind of you know, use one of those terminologies that, you know, is spoken about in the game. But yeah, look, they'll want to try and play a better brand of football. They'll want to try and play to their strengths and not just maybe be so direct. So hopefully now those home games leading up to the break, they'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Let's move on to the Premier Division. Are you enjoying the fight at the top of the table? Shelburne currently four clear of Derry, who are two ahead of Shamrock Rovers. That's the top three. They all played on Monday night. Shell scoring late to beat Pats. Shamrock Rovers taking victory against Derry City. It's a joy to watch at the moment at the top of the Premier Division, Keith.
It definitely is. You know, but I think we were kind of maybe we just had spoke about it at the start of the season. It was going to be Derry, or was it going to be Shamrock Rovers, or, you know, the two horse race and which one was going to go. And then so all of a sudden the season starts and Shell's just, you know, are on fire, and just you're kind of maybe waiting for them to slip up, but every, you know, most weeks they're churning it out, and they did it again at the weekend, or sorry, on Monday night there. And then obviously, you know, the Rovers thing that always starts slow at the beginning of the season, but then kicks into gear, you know. So it is, it's exciting to have a three horse race at this stage and not just be thinking about the other two.
Yeah, well, Shelburne are playing Shamrock Rovers obviously at the Tallaght Stadium tomorrow night, Friday. This is a big game. How pivotal will this game be in the season at this stage, do you think, given the fact that it's third versus first? It's the defending champions against the current leaders.
I still don't think at this stage of the season, yes, it would create a bigger gap for Shells if they were to win. But I just don't think that those games at the moment, because they are taking points off each other, and, you know, there are the odd game then where someone will slip up. I don't think Rovers would like to lose any more ground. But the thing about it, all three of those teams this year will have European competition to think about. And, you know, in around that time, that's when, you know, teams can slip up because you're going to have to play maybe three games in a week. Obviously your league schedule, and then if there's travel involved. So that's kind of the area of the season where teams will, you know, be worried about dropping points against, because then obviously if they have a rearranged game, then it could be through in on a Monday night or a Tuesday night. So that's the time of the season where it's going to be difficult. But then look, obviously like these teams are full time and they've got big squads and all that there. So I think this early in the season, it's not going to be that big of a deal if there was someone was to drop 3 points this weekend.
Well, Derry City could find themselves closer depending on what happens at the Tallaght Stadium. Derry are taking on Sligo Rovers. Obviously, they'll be hugely disappointed with defeat to the Dublin Rovers on Monday night. But they're going in against the Sligo side, whose form hasn't been great. They're just sitting 3 points off the bottom two. And Rory Higgins would be looking at his side going, right, we can get ourselves together here. Let's regroup again. And this is a very, very winnable fixture at home.
Yeah, they'll be looking to get the 3 points. You know, after the Rovers defeat there on Monday night, I was looking through the X there, obviously formerly Twitter, and you know they had this post saying one loss in seven, a self-justifying one loss in seven. You know, obviously they haven't, you know, said it was four wins in seven. They didn't put that in there, so there's kind of this maybe defense or trying to defend themselves. That look, we went to the Tallaght Stadium, we were only beaten 1-0. It was a very tight game, but you know, it just shows you there with Derry missing Pat Hoobin, who I think they missed through suspension there on Monday night. You know, without him, he's got 9 goals so far this season. You know, obviously their talisman, a great signing for them, and you know who they were really hoping would propel them forward. You know, without him, they're just not really clicking. They won 1-0 at Pat's, you know, before that at the weekend. But I just think without him, you know, they're just a different side, and they can, you know, they just haven't got that threat. They depend on him a lot. Look, obviously Sligo have started really well. You know, when we spoke about earlier in the season that maybe we thought they might struggle, they started like a house on fire, been absolutely brilliant. They got Max Matta in, the New Zealander. They got him on loan from Shrewsbury there just at the close of the window at the start of the season. He came in, a couple of goals for them, you know, done really well. But now he's gone, and you know it does seem to have dried up there. That kind of that bounce, that early, that's because they got so many players in late on, in the transfer window, and maybe that's just you know, that bounce of that energy that you can get from a new group coming in and being together has maybe sort of dried up a bit, and they have been struggling of late. Look, it's going to be a big game. There's a derby game, Derry and Sligo. So yeah, hopefully it does create a bit more atmosphere. Sligo will be looking to try and bounce back, but as will Derry, and they'll be thinking they'll be able to get the job done on the brown. They will.
The other two games, Galway are facing Dundalk and Bohemians are taking on St. Patrick's Athletic. What have you made of the return of Stephen Kenny to St. Pat's? Two games in, two defeats. He's a bit of rebuilding to do, does he?
Yeah, it was just when I mentioned there about, you know, the energy it can bring from someone new coming into a club. It hasn't really seemed to materialise for Stephen Kenny. I think if he didn't have bad luck, he'd have no luck at all. Look, I think he sees potential there. He thinks there'll be, you know, big investment there coming. And, you know, his record in the League of Ireland speaks for itself with Derry, with Dundalk especially, you know, taking them to Europe and stuff like that. So, look, I think he sees a project there that, you know, that he can help them with. And, you know, it's a great club, Pats, and, you know, a great fan base. And, you know, they'll be hungry for success that they've had previously. So, look, he could be the right man for the job. I think, obviously, it's just the expectation of having him back, that everything's just going to be perfect. No, it's still going to take time for him to get the players that he sees that are going to help the club move forward. And that could take a bit of time.
And just finally, Keith, I suppose from your own point of view, what's on the horizon for you next? Obviously, Derek View, things didn't go according to plan in the Irish League, suffering defeat in that relegation playoff as the club dropped down to intermediate level. You're going into a close season now. What's your thinking and what's the plans going forward?
Look, I suppose when you take the break, or when the break comes, you sort of, I suppose, analyze and, take stock and, see how the body is and that. But I feel good. I was able to, turn out for Dougview almost on every occasion this year. I think it's something. Maybe have I done enough traveling? Have I been around enough? Who knows? Who knows? If an offer came or something that interested me, then we could maybe take a look at it. Other than that, there's some local football happening, and it's going to be an interesting year for football in Donegal. So who knows? Look, we'll have a few conversations anyway, and we'll see what happens. And whenever I make my decision, you'll be the first to know anyway.
Well, you know what? One thing, we might get the Highland Radio charity football team back together again. There'll be a place in that maybe for you. I'll get John Breslin to resurrect it for next season.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Hopefully, I might get a game. I might get a game.
We'll slot you in somewhere. Listen, Keith,
See
as
you.
Always, it's good to catch up. Thanks for joining us this week on our League of Ireland chat, and we'll be speaking to you again soon.
That man, Ashley, thanks a million. Cheers.